From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Investigators are trying to determine whether a piece of airplane debris found on a French Indian Ocean island is part of MH370, the Malaysia Airlines jet that mysteriously vanished in March 2014. The approximately 2-meter-long fragment, which appears to be a wing component known as a flaperon, was discovered Wednesday on a beach in Reunion Island near Madagascar. The discovery was made this week by workers who were cleaning a beach on Reunion Island. They passed the photos on to a French aviation expert, Xavier Tittleman, who tells VOA he is confident the plane parts belong to a 777.
We only found one match. It was with the flaperon of the Boeing 777. It was not only the shape that matched, but also the holes for the connection in it.
Australian Deputy Prime Minister Warren Truss, who has been leading the search for the plane off the southwest coast of Australia, called the discovery a potential breakthrough.
It's been in the water for a year and a half now, and it's moved, obviously, a considerable distance. So it won't be all that helpful in pinpointing precisely where the aircraft might be located. But if this wreckage is linked to MH370, it'll certainly confirm that the aircraft has gone into the water in the Indian Ocean area.
A Taliban announcement Thursday formally confirmed the death of its founder, Mullah Omar. The Islamist movement's spokesman, Zabihullah Mujahid, says in a Pashto language statement sent to VOA that Omar died of illness, but did not explain. The spokesman did not say exactly when the Taliban leader died, but did say his health deteriorated over the past 15 days. Which contradicts a statement Wednesday from the Pakistani government, which said he died in a hospital 2 years ago. This is VOA News. Outspoken Chinese artist Ai Weiwei says British authorities have refused to grant him a full six-month business visa, claiming he lied on a visa application form about his criminal record. The UK Visas and Immigration Office instead issued only a 20-day entry visa to the well-known dissident artist, according to a letter posted by Ai on his Instagram page Thursday. The 57-year-old frequent critic of Beijing has never been formally charged with or convicted of a crime, despite being repeatedly harassed, arrested, and fined by Chinese authorities. The Islamic State militant group's media team has made its most gruesome deeds into its biggest headlines. Some analysts blame mainstream media for publicizing the gore, saying it strengthens the group's image. But others say Islamic State's media war has reached a tipping point, and the bloody videos are starting to ruin their image. VOA's Heather Murdoch has more from Cairo.
Most major media houses have policies on how much carnage they will display in pictures or videos. When it comes to the Islamic State videos, they generally draw the line before a murder occurs. But Country Risk Solutions CEO Daniel Wagner says that line should be moved way back.
If I had my way, they would be more judicious in what they choose to broadcast related to ISIS. For example, they wouldn't be referencing beheading videos. And they wouldn't be talking about the latest outrageous act that the Islamic State has accomplished.
He blames the news business and consumer response to sensationalism for the problem. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
Myanmar, also known as Burma, has freed nearly 7,000 prisoners, including 155 Chinese nationals, who last week received long prison sentences for illegal logging. The Chinese loggers were among 210 foreigners freed in the amnesty, according to China's official Xinhua News Agency, which quoted a higher official. Myanmar's information ministry said the 6,966 individuals will be freed from prisons across the country on humanitarian grounds and in view of national reconciliation. The U.S. economy advanced a solid 2.3% in the April to June period after a harsh winter and a small gain. The Commerce Department reported Thursday that a surge in consumer spending and new export gains pushed the world's largest economy ahead in the second quarter. U.S. consumer spending, which accounts for 70% of the country's economy, picked up markedly during the spring months in the U.S., advancing 2.9% compared to the 1.8% growth in the January to March period. U.S. analysts are looking for further growth of the overall economy. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.